Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Doesn't exactly look and feel like Memorial Day weekend weather today, and we'll talk more about that in just a minute. Nevertheless, the holiday gets going, with many folks hitting the road for the long weekend. 1010 Winds is talking with people along the turnpike. Our Glenn Chuck is there and joins us.
You know, having the heat on in the car, not really an ideal way to start the Memorial Day weekend, but here we are, and it's raining pretty hard here, a raw morning. So this was nice to lift my spirits a bit, chatting with a young man named Chris. He is headed north for the weekend.
I'm coming from Jersey, headed up to Boston right now.
So what's the plan for the weekend here?
Plans for the weekend. So I'm actually headed home. My mom stays up in Boston. I was down here for this week, just hanging out with some friends, with my frat brothers. Shout out to the Omega Sci-Fi, Alpha Delta Phi chapter.
All right, yeah.
Yes, sir.
What do you make of this weather, though? Not the best.
Yeah, not the best. But, you know, I always say, you know, gloomy days mean inside days. So it's, if you can't get outside, do something inside, you know?
I mean, you're a better writer than me. I think you should be the one doing this report.
So. Hey, man. Hey, I need those connects. You know what I mean?
Nice young guy. Now, I also checked out my info from last year, Susan. The gas here was $3.63 a gallon for regular last Memorial Day weekend. This year, quite a drop. It is $3.10. So that's good. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here at the Vince Lombardi Rest Area on the Turnpike.
As Fleet Week gets going, special discounts over the holiday weekend for active duty military members and veterans at a bunch of restaurants and cultural institutions around the city. City Veterans Services Commissioner James Hendon.
We say thank you, but not just with words, but with our deeds. And this is a way to do that, to offer our thanks. And so for us, it's just about, you know, being able to recognize that service doesn't end when you take the uniform off.
Participating restaurants include Pete's Tavern, Stout NYC, Nomad Diner, Park Avenue Kitchen, and Gaia, among many others. The sightseeing spots, Bronx Zoo, Bronx Museum, Brooklyn Botanic Garden, Brooklyn Academy of Music, historic Richmond Town's on the list, Lincoln Center, Carnegie Hall, the Met, MoMA, and more. Get that full list at nyctourism.com/veterans. Well, the run-up to Memorial Day weekend feeling more like the fall with some messy weather this morning, Joe.
After spotty light rain and drizzle yesterday and into early last night, a steady rain has broken out since midnight, and we'll have a good soaking rain throughout the day today. It will be steadiest and heaviest through the morning commute before it begins to lighten up a little bit this afternoon, and the heaviest of the rains will be across central and eastern Long Island and eastern Connecticut. As we go through the rest of Memorial Day weekend, slow improvement. Still a couple of showers tomorrow and a risk of a shower Saturday, but we'll start to see more and more in the way of sunshine throughout the holiday weekend, with temperature by Monday approaching 70. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg at New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, it was going really well, but then with the chance to take game one of the Eastern Conference Finals against the Pacers, the Knicks choked. They lost 138-135 in overtime. 1010 Winds was at a watch party at Radio City.
The Knicks left it all out on the court, a disappointing loss.
It's heartbreaking, up 14. You don't really expect this outcome, but, you know, we're strong, we're resilient. Knicks in five.
It's heartbreaking to lose that game.
Throughout the game, the Knicks led the Pacers, and then there was that basket at the buzzer in the fourth quarter, sending the game into overtime.
That's how it is being a Knicks fan. It's like they got you on the edge of your seats, and if you're standing up, they got you like falling or whatever.
Radio City Music Hall, quiet now, a stark contrast to the electric energy pulsing through the crowd just a little while ago. At Radio City Music Hall, Monica Guy, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Game two tomorrow night at the Garden. Rapper Kid Cudi next up on the stand in the Sean Combs sex trafficking trial.
The music rival to the defendant is expected to testify about his brief relationship with Cassie Ventura, one that Ventura said put Combs in a jealous rage. Ventura testified last week that during the December holidays in 2011, Diddy threatened to expose sex tapes of her and hurt her, and he'd be out of the country when it happened. He also said he'd blow up Cudi's car. Cudi's car did go up in flames a few months later. It was referenced in Ventura's bombshell lawsuit in 2023 when she accused Combs of years of sexual abuse. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
We hear a lot about how bodega workers need protection from thieves, right? Well, now the city is cracking down on stores stealing from customers. They're calling it Operation Flagship.
The Secret Service and NYPD busting bodegas with phony EBT and ATM machines. Detective Daniel Alessandrino, a task force officer with the Secret Service, says these stores are using these machines to steal your funds.
The device is actually cloned, which means it's registered to another store at another location, so they could steal these benefit funds, our people who need the money the most.
And by just looking at the machines, you can't tell the difference. Chief Mark Haskins from the U.S. Department of Agriculture says a lot of times the stores are in on it.
A small store could generate $1 million in illegal transactions in a year without difficulty at all.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Bushwick.
A celebration today at Cardinal Hayes High School, where Principal William Lessa is retiring after 53 years. He spoke to 1010 Winds.
I feel very fulfilled and I'm very happy because I've been allowed to pursue a career that I've enjoyed every day that I've been at this particular school and institution. It's been very, very fulfilling because you see the results right in front of your eyes.
He started his career in 1971 as a social studies and religion teacher and then eventually became a guidance counselor. For 35 years, he was the school's college advisor.
It's very tangible and very poignant for me when these young men come back and tell me, you know, the role that I played in their careers. And I knew that, you know, I was really being a change agent. It's something that every teacher or every educator aspires to do.
He's been the principal since 2007. Today, he will be honored at a school mass followed by a celebratory brunch. The Trump action against DEI programs and the threats to punish corporations backing gay and transgender rights now having a serious impact on Pride Month activities in New York City. In fact, Heritage of Pride spokesman Kevin Kilbride tells 1010 Winds roughly a quarter of their corporate donors have backed out. At the same time, he says more grassroots groups are stepping up.
That happening in record numbers this year, like at the same time that some of the larger sponsors are, you know, scaling back. It's sort of, to me, a testament to like the power of our community and a good reminder that the support should stay in the community.
Well, they're still looking to fill a $750,000 shortfall, and so Heritage of Pride has launched a fundraising campaign. Get info on that at nycpride.org/give. Now.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.